You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Happy Taco Tuesday. That one's for Rally. You know what I mean? Just wanted to say hi and welcome to the show for Tech Trend Investments. We have some exciting stuff to talk about tonight. Most of the stuff I'll do at the end. So if you have to get the information again, if you fast forward to the end after the show, I'll give the website URLs, the TG URLs, the socials and all that information. And then we'll also post it on our archives too, so that you can gain access. I know that everybody was really interested last week about the travel, and I probably spoke really, really fast, so y'all couldn't pick it up. But I'm going to go ahead and say those at the end of the show so you can check it out and get those cheap flights. Well, they're flights basically anywhere in the world, and it's the major airlines. It's just the ones that the airlines have discounted that nobody else knows about. So Tuesday again, if you hear me pause, that's me getting my sip of water. I talk too much. At least I have a voice again. I know everyone's been getting sick. I had that wonderful sickness. I had to isolate myself while I kept working, I didn't have a voice. So as you can see, my voice has changed over the last couple of weeks, and I kind of have a voice now. But anyway, so hi, everyone. Welcome again to Tech Trend Investments. I'm going to give a market recap of what's been going on in the market. I'm going to give you some new and exciting news that have been going on, some philosophical discussions. And then at the end, I'm going to give you all the URLs and the socials and all that stuff so you can access everything that I talk about in this segment. Okay, so 1 second, I'll be right back. Okay, so it's March. I hope y'all had an exciting St. Patrick's Day yesterday and everybody stayed safe. I'm traveling again. What else is new? This last week has just been amazing. I've been working so much. I've been working in the morning, but then balancing my work life. So I've been working nonstop from like 5 a.m. until 1 p.m. and working with all my devs and everybody else. And then taking a break. So I know that we all like grind really hard and we work really hard and then we don't get to enjoy life and not get our sleep because we're pushing. But the market, the way the market is right now has given me the opportunity to gear up and get ready to go because we have a lot of stuff that's about ready to be released, but we're waiting on timing just like everything else. So it's given me this opportunity to like see friends I haven't seen in so long, get to travel this week. It gave me the opportunity to reconnect with people from the past that I haven't talked to in a while. It gave me the opportunity to like work really hard and then enjoy my time next to the pool or to the beach and then just have that downtime, which we all need. Like we all need to touch grass. We all need to explore life. We all need to have fun, right? We work so hard, but we don't appreciate and take gratitude for the moments that we have. Like we don't enjoy those moments. So I'm like in all these beautiful places all over the world and I'm working all the time. So how am I going to enjoy the moment and see outside my window or see at the pool or see the beach or the glorious sunset if I don't take those couple extras just to relax and wind down? But it also recharges you, right? Like if you're grinding nonstop and you're not getting sleep and you're not talking to people from your friends and your family and people from your past and like reconnecting, then, and you're doing nothing but working nonstop, you don't get to enjoy it. And at the end of the day, like if you, all you do is work all the time and you don't enjoy those, you know, couple hours to recharge, you'll burn out. So this week has been like amazing. It's been so much fun. It's still like ongoing. I kind of like call it my March Madness. So March Madness is going on right now too. Vegas has March Madness going on right now. And if you go to Vegas, like everybody there is like 7'4" and taller right now because they're all there for March Madness. It's crazy. But I'm traveling all over right now and then reconnecting with everybody. But what the market does is like when we have these rallies in the market and then we have the downtime and then we have the rally in the market and we have the downtime and we have the rally in the market, we always go through cycles, right? And so when there's a cycle and we're pushing really hard and we have the market's hot and everything's going and it's nonstop and everybody has action and everybody needs attention and all these projects need to get pushed out, like you don't get that moment to take a breath. You don't get that moment to take a sip of water. You just like constantly go, 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 go. And then when we have these pullbacks right before we're on our next wave up, we get that moment and we get that time to like actually enjoy life again, right? And we're still working, we're still doing what we're supposed to do, everything's ready to go. But while you're waiting in the interim, you get to appreciate what you have and what you're doing and reconnect with everybody that you haven't had a chance to. Like everyone's like, where have you been? You've been missing. And it's because I've been working nonstop. But I just wanted y'all to remember, like, go and touch grass. So touching grass is like taking that time to enjoy life, to appreciate what you have, to go see the water, to go sit by the pool, to have a drink, to go socialize with friends, to go out for happy hour, to go like reconnect with people that you haven't connected with in a while, to enjoy life. Like touching grass is like seeing, it's that slang to have gratitude, to see the world again. So anyway, I just wanted to remind you all, because at the end of the day, the end of our life, the people that they regret the most, what people have regretted the most at the end of their life has been not traveling, not connecting with friends, not seeing loved ones, not enjoying life. Those are the things that people say that they work too much and then they didn't do those things. So if we have a work-life balance, we're able to recharge and we're able to push out and we're able to have that energy. And then on that next wave up, which I anticipate is going to be happening really soon, again, do your own research, not financial advice. Get ready to go, right? It's going to be go time. So recharge, get that energy, take that nap, go sit by the pool, go see the beach, go travel, go do what you need to do. And then when it's go time, then we're ready to go. Okay, so the markets, I want to give you all an update on what's been going on in the markets. We are in that first 100 days. And so this is our normal cycle. Every year, in the beginning of the year, we always go through cycles. We have cycles of 3 month increments. So we had an August 11th to May, sorry, August 11th to November 11th was our first cycle. Then we have November 5th until you can hear sirens outside. So let's start again. August 5th to November 5th, we had our first cycle. It was our downturn. Then we have November 5th through February 5th was our upturn, right? That's when the market rallied and everybody got excited and we had everyone come in and institutional investors and people in Web2, people that have never experienced the financial markets got excited and got involved. And then we have our profit taking. So February 5th to May 5th is our next cycle that we're currently in, but there's a lot of key things happening. And then our next cycle, which I anticipate should be our up cycle again, will be May 5th to August 5th. So I'm going to explain why we're in these cycles and what's going on and the key events that are happening right now. Okay, so we're in that first 100 days, and every single time there's an election year, we always go through these cycles too, because there's always an agenda and they have to come out strong off the bat to get their legacy, to get their things that they promised within that first 100 days. And so everything was very aggressive in the beginning. And the utmost outcome is to lower inflation, lower taxes, lower government spending, lower cost of living, and then have the financial markets rally and lower interest rates, right? And then also cut the deficit. So to meet all these requirements, we did a Medium article that explained like why there was aggression in the beginning to do all these things. And actually, it's been working. The numbers are hitting. If you look at your gas prices right now, gas prices are really low. If you look at the cost of eggs, eggs are really low. So our inflation, we had a drop in our inflation. And in fact, some people are saying maybe we're on the verge of recession. Well, all this is taking place because the Fed is meeting right now. The Fed meets March 18th to the 19th, and they want interest rates to be cut. So the word on the street is the interest rates will probably stay flat, but it depends on what Powell says also at the end of the meeting. So we anticipate the rates will stay flat. If there is a cut on rates, we anticipate a rally in the financial markets, but it's already built in that the rates will probably be flat. We have signs that the inflation has dropped down. The numbers that are coming out, again, that will confirm all this is not till March 25th. So that's after the Fed meets. The Fed does not meet again until May 5th and May 6th. And so that would be the next time that there would be a rate cut. That's almost 45 days out. And then the time after that is not until the mid-June, right? So we see the market having a drop in inflation. We see all of these cuts. We see taxes being cut. We see all these things happening, which will long-term help the market, right? It's going to help the market grow. It's going to stabilize the market. It's going to cut costs and overhead. It's going to help businesses thrive because they don't have extra expenses. It's going to help all the things in the long-term. But the short term, it all just started. And to everybody else out there that doesn't know what's going on, it looks like the sky is falling and everybody gets scared. And when everybody gets scared, they go into stables and they try and protect themselves. But if you look at the long-term effects on everything that's happening, it's to make the economy robust again. It's to lower taxes. It's to cut deficits. It's to do all these things that will add for the economy, that will favor to the economy, that will help people thrive, right? But when it's happening, everyone's just caught in the center of it. And they, again, like you see you don't see the forest because all you see is the trees. You only see immediately what's happening. You don't see the bigger picture. But if you see the bigger picture and you understand what's going on, we're always going for the long term, right? Whenever you invest, whenever you do something, it's for the long term. If you buy a house, it's 30 years out. If you invest, into your 401k, it's, 30 years out. Whatever you do, it's for the long term. And if you look at the long term averages, like stocks usually will give you a 12% return averaged out over that 30-year period. Housing ends up going up and appreciates if you hold for long term. Interest rates fluctuate. They go up and down based on what's going on in the market. If we have high inflation, interest rates are higher. If we have a recession or low inflation, interest rates are lower. So like everything's affected by what happens now, but it also affects the long term out. So if you look at the bigger picture and you understand what's going on and you don't like just listen to rumors or people spreading gossip or people trying to scare you, you can see the bigger picture and you can hold for a longer term. So the goal is to see the vision, see the future, see what your end goal is. Like, don't go off of what everybody else wants you to do. You have to determine what your goal is, what you want, and what you anticipate. So we have those key events again, right? So we're in the first 100 days. So the first 100 days, everything is that they've said that they were going to do, they've done. There's only a couple of things left. And that's to cut interest rates, which they can't officially do. The Fed has to do that. It's to cut taxes, which has a potential because there's been rumors of that. To make crypto friendly, which they've been talking about, US-based crypto could be zero taxes and outside crypto companies would have higher taxes. So we're a US-based crypto company. We're a US-based company. And so that's an advantage for us too. So all these things that they anticipate happening are still in the works. And the end of the 100 days is on April 30th. So again, the key dates, we have Fed meeting today and tomorrow, the Fed's announcing tomorrow, March 19th. Then we have the end of the 100 days, which is April 30th. We have taxes due April 15th. And we have the next Fed meeting on May 5th and May 6th. Now, we have our 3-month cycles too. Remember I said we have the August 5th to 11/5, and then we have 11/5 to February 5th, then we have February 5th to May 5th. So we're in that last cycle. So that's the end of that time too. So I anticipate that we're going to have movement in the market again. We're going to have volume in the market again after the Fed meets. We have to wait and see what they do right around tax time and before April 30th, the end of the 100 days. So this is that key time that we are watching out for, and we're getting ready for the market, the volume, the push, the everything to become positive again, because all the cause and effects of lowering the inflation, of cutting costs, of cutting the deficit, of doing all these things is going to help the economy in the long term. So my take on it is that after the Fed meets up until May 5th or May 6th, that's the key time in the market. And we're entering into that right now. So it's good that y'all are listening, right? So today's Tuesday, it's March 18th. Tomorrow's March 19th, and it's going to start that cycle. So in the interim, while we're all waiting, we've had so many people come into crypto, which is great. But you also have to understand whenever there's new technology, like there's new technology in AI, there's new technology in crypto, there's new technology. When people come into it, they always associate that technology of something that they're used to or that they are familiar with in the past. But when you come into something new, you always want to learn as much as you can at first. Try it out in small increments and amounts. See what it is and then see if it's something that you're interested in or not. Like I always tell everybody, when you trade, make sure you only trade with $10. Watch what the $10 does. You can see the fluctuations in the market. You can see the past. You can see the historicals. You can look at the charts. You can see what everything does. But you don't have a lot invested. You don't have a lot of emotion in it. And watching $10, you can see $10 go up or you can see $10 go down. And you can see the cycles. And you can look at the past year. You can look at the past 2 years, 5 years, and see what things have done. But the best thing to do whenever you're trying out something new is never throw large amounts of money at anything new. Get familiar with it, watch it out for a while, see what it does. And then when the cycle starts to do the green tick up, then you invest a little bit more. And when you see the cycle go up again, then you invest a little bit more. But you never want to chase the market. You never want to throw heavy amounts in it. You always want to learn as much as you can and then see what it does and then make a decision if that's the type of investment you want to be in. If you are investing in stocks, you watch stock market, you see Dow Jones, you see the NASDAQ, you look at the cycles, you look at what stocks are popular, you see what technologies are emerging, what sectors are emerging. You watch it for a while, you get familiar with it, you invest a little bit, and then you see what it does. If you're investing in real estate, you look at the housing market. You see if housing, if interest rates are lower. If interest rates are lower, then payments are lower. If the market's hot and there's multiple offers on a property, you know that the prices are probably going to go up because there's a low supply and high demand. You're watching to see what areas are popular. If there's a new construction in a new area, you watch that area. So whatever you're investing in, you always want to research a little bit of the each areas. Like you it would want to research about stocks. You would want to research about real estate. You want to invest in research about AI. You want to research about new businesses. You want to see everything before you make a decision and you dabble a little bit. You throw a little bit of money at it, not a lot. You watch what it does and then you make a decision. We always say to research. We always say to find like your passion and what you want and then to choose that path. Okay, I'm pause again for a second and I'll be right back. Okay, so we have like different areas to invest in, right? You want to always diversify your portfolio. You don't want to have all your eggs in one basket. If you're investing in stocks, you invest in different types of stocks. You would go into blue chips, mid caps, small caps, international stocks, technology stocks, energy sector. You would diversify your portfolio based on how long you're going to hold your portfolio and when you anticipate exiting out, right? If you have long term, you go a little bit more aggressive. If you're short term, you go to a little bit more stable, like blue chips. Same thing like real estate. If you want to invest in real estate, you could go into rentals, you can go into commercial, you can go into primary residence and invest in real estate. If you're going into crypto, there's different types of crypto. There's BTC, Bitcoin, there's Ethereum, ETH. Then there's also the altcoins, which are the other coins that aren't the stables one, basically the blue chips. There's like Polkadot and, oh my goodness, Sandbox, ENS. There's like a whole bunch of little altcoins, Litecoin. There's a lot of different coins to go into. So those are considered altcoins, and altcoins are traded on the CEX. So I'll name off a few more of them. Like there's Bounce, Pepe, Core, Tether. You know, Tether is USD. Voxies, Toshi, Mog. There's all these altcoins that you can invest in, but again, only invest $10 to try it out. Then there's meme coins, which we like to specialize in. There's meme coins on Ethereum, there's meme coins on Base, and there's meme coins on other chains too. So if you invest in a meme coin are usually like new launches. They are new ones, new tokens that are first coming available. They do have a higher risk, but they also have a higher reward. So on the returns, instead of getting like a 10% return over an annual, so say you invested $10, and after a year, if you're in a blue chip, you might go to $11 or $12. So you get a 10% or 20% return. If you go into an altcoin, it's more volatile. Like I was naming Mog and Pepe and all those other ones are more volatile. So they would fluctuate up and down. So if you invested $10, it may be at $4 at the end of the year, or maybe at $12 at the end of the year, or maybe at $15. If you're investing in a meme coin, which is on ETH and Base, again, what we specialize in, they're new launches. They're like an IPO. So it's a brand new stock that comes out. And so if you invest in that, you wouldn't necessarily hold those long term. Because what they do is a lot of people will go into it, they buy it, and then they sell it off right away so they can make money. But some of those returns, like Brett on a return, ended up getting a 377,000x. And then APU ended up getting a 98,500x. A couple of other ones would maybe only get like a 2x or a 4x or a 10x. So we've always taught people when you trade in those, that you make sure you trade a system and the strategy and you learn as much as you can. And so when you enter into a trade on those, you would buy something for $10. As soon as it hit $20, you would pull out your initial $10. And so now you're risk-free and you're riding for free on your profit. You still have $10 in the trade. The trade may go to $100. If it does, you caught your X. If it goes to zero, you're okay too because you've already de-risked and you've taken out your initial investment. So whenever there are higher risk, higher rewards, higher X's, you have to make sure that you cover yourself right away and take out your initial profit so that you ride for free and you take the emotion out of the game. So there's all different types of things to invest in. There's all different vehicles to invest in. There's all different types of technology to move into. There's all different types of things to try out, right? And so the goal is to give you guys kind of like a smorgasbord of everything that's out there, and then you make a decision on what area you want to go into, what you want to try out, and then see what suits you and what your passion is. And if you like something and you try it out for a while and you invest in it and you take profits and you move your profits into something else and you diversify your portfolio, but always trade on high risk money with your coffee money. Again, your coffee money is what we buy with Starbucks. So say we go and we buy coffee and coffee costs us $12 a day. Over 30 days, that's $360. Instead of going and buying Starbucks, you can invest into stocks, you can invest into meme coins, you can invest into bonds, right? And so, but it's your risk money, it's your money that you're not going to miss, it's your play money. So instead of like going to Starbucks, you make coffee at home and then you take that $12 and you invest it and try it out. So, and if it's profitable, then you're ahead of the game. If you lose some money, you learn something, right? So we always want to make sure that whenever you're going into something new, whenever you're investing into something new, whenever something's a high risk, that you always do your play money, you always do your risk money, you always do your coffee money, and then make sure you de-risk and pull out your initial investment and then ride on your profits for free. Okay, so we're going to go into the next part. I wanted to give you kind of an overcap of what's been going on in the market. Give you an overcap on how to trade and how to invest. And then we're going to talk about some fun stuff now. Okay, how to have my water. So let's talk about some fun stuff. So it's spring right now, right? We just had St. Patrick's Day. We have March Madness going on. We have races going on, like Monaco's coming up in May. People are starting to travel. There's a lot of fun and exciting things coming out. The weather is good. I know y'all hate probably the time change, but the thing I love about spring forward is that it's now lighter out still. It gets dark at 7:30 on the West Coast, which is great. If you're traveling, like if you're in the Caribbean and stuff, it gets dark earlier, like at 6 or so. But if you're in Hawaii, like it's 4 hours ahead of California time, like so Hawaii right now would be like 3 o'clock. Actually, it's 3 o'clock. So like I love the part about spring forward about it's now lighter at night. And so it feels like it's summer again. And then the weather's been beautiful all along the coast. The weather's been beautiful traveling, you know, it's like 70, 80s, 90s. So it feels like summer again. We're getting a hint of what summer is. I know that the California's had a lot of rain and everything's beautiful and green and luscious right now, which I love too. But it's also the time to start thinking about travel, right? And I talked about travel last week a little bit. I talked about the app that we had built out. We have over 250 AI bots now. So we have bots that are involved in trading. We have bots that have chat bots that talk to you in human voices and generate memes and generate art. We have DNA apps on bots. We have bots that find travel, the lowest travel. We have bots that can do payments in crypto. We have bots that can have conversations with you and teach you how to code. We have bots that read photos and analyze photos and have personalities and talk and stuff. So we have a lot of different technology that we've been building out and we've been sitting on for so long. Like we've had it built out for over 2 years now. And we've been talking to you about it for the last year, but there's so many things and so many opportunities on what's happening on new tech. I mean, think about it this way. Think about what your life would be like if you didn't have Wi-Fi and if you didn't have the internet and you didn't have a cell phone. Like everyone would be stuck at home. They couldn't be mobile. They couldn't work remote. They couldn't travel. They couldn't do things. I mean, think about this. This is somebody's typical day. You can go out with your friends and then call an Uber on schedule an Uber on your app, right? You could be hanging out with friends and want to order food from your favorite restaurant without having to go into the restaurant. And you can do that from your phone. You can book a flight from your phone. You can find a resort somewhere on the other end of the year, other end of the world on your phone. You can find out the latest news, what's going on. You can find out the latest stock price. You can look at charts from your phone. You can trade from your phone. You can have conversations with multiple people from your phone. Like anything that you think of in this world that you want to do, you can do it from your phone now. So it gives us that freedom to do what we want to do, but it also kind of makes us dependent on technology, right? Like technology is great. It's amazing. It's life-changing. It's doing so much for us. But it's also giving us that freedom too. Like when I traveled, if I didn't have my phone, I couldn't travel as much as I wanted to. Like you'd have to find up a map, right? You do it from your phone. Like you want to know the location and you're in Europe and you want to go over to the beach and you're at the main city. You could go on your phone and find the transportation routes and find the best route to do it. You can book an Uber. You can go and find the train routes. You can find out the best restaurants in the local area. You can order food. There's so many things that you can do. You can communicate with people on the other side of the world. You can talk with somebody in Bali. You can talk with somebody in Thailand. You can talk with somebody in Hawaii. Like you can do anything from your phone. So building out new technology shouldn't necessarily be like fearful. It should be embraced because it's giving us more opportunities, more freedom, more things to do and to experience because we have the technology to do it. So think about it. If like you didn't have your phone for 24 hours, you would be at home, which is great. You would get that downtime. But if you were curious and wanted to know something and you didn't have Wi-Fi or you didn't have your phone or you didn't have an app, you wouldn't have the freedom as much, right? So think about technology. Technology is bettering us as long as it's being used to things that are in the positive. And so that's what we anticipate, and that's what we are building out. That's what we're doing right now. So I'm going to give you a couple of things that we've built out. Most people take vacations. They get one vacation a year, they get two vacations a year, and then that's all they get. But if you have the freedom and the flexibility and you can work from your phone, you could do anything from anywhere in the world. Everybody has Wi-Fi. There's Wi-Fi every single place in the world right now. Starlink is out there. Resorts have Wi-Fi. You have your phone. You have access to anything you want to with Wi-Fi. So you could be anywhere in the world and do anything you want to do as long as you have access, you're able to communicate, and you're able to research and find things from your phone. So think about traveling. When you're traveling, you can book air from your phone. You can book hotel from your phone. You can order food. You can order transportation. You can communicate with your friends. You can make plans. You can send flowers to somebody. You can send champagne to somebody. You can celebrate moments with other people. You can have FaceTime calls with someone. So there's so many opportunities and so many things out there that we all can do. And as I was talking before, we built out those algos on travel so that now, instead of taking that 1 or 2 weeks of vacation a year, you can travel like 4 days at a time. You can take a Thursday day off, a Friday day off, Saturday and Sunday, and have a 4-day vacation and fly somewhere for $50 and come back home. You can take a 5-day vacation. You know, you could just take a couple days every weekend or once a month instead of only taking that 1 week or that 2-week vacation a year, and then go experience things and find places that you want to travel to. Most of the time, if we're in a certain location, we only have access to what's around us and where we can drive with our car. But when you can find flights really cheap, like I flew from, San Diego to Miami for $25. I've flown from San Francisco to Paris for $125. Then I stayed overnight in Paris for $50 and then went to Euro Disney for $50. So it was cheaper for me to fly to Euro Disney than me staying in California where I'm from and going to Disneyland out here. But I got to experience the world and go see Euro Disney and go on the Star Wars roller coaster. So like it gives you that opportunity if you're able to find the same cost and do something on a quick flight out and go experience something where else in the world, you can take these mini vacations. You can go experience life. You can go, as long as you have your phone and you have an app and you have the ability to go on these quick little breaks out, you can go anywhere in the world, right? So Hawaii is like a 5-hour flight from LA, but you can fly from LA to Hawaii for $100, right? You can fly from Las Vegas to Tennessee to Nashville for $25, go to the Grand Ole Opry and go see somebody perform and then fly back home. You can go to the Caribbean for $100. You can go fly from like Oakland to Oslo for $125. And then you can go to Europe. Yes, the flight's a little longer, so you probably need more than 4 or 5 days. But it's like a 9-hour flight, so 7 to 9-hour flight. You get there, you get to experience like 5 days and come back home. So there's so many opportunities out there. There's so many things that you can go and experience, and it doesn't cost that much money. And that's why we built out these apps. We built out these apps so that other people can have these opportunities too, so that you can experience life, you can experience the world, you can try everything out. And so the app that I have, as the website is Fly, F-L-Y, it, bot, bot.com. And the bot is in a Telegram, and it searches up to 13 months out any destination to any location, all the airlines in the world, and it changes daily. It changes by the hour. And what it looks for is all of the sites all over the world. It looks for all the discount air. It looks for all the airlines. It finds the lowest air and then brings it to you so you can find it. There's one of the things in there where you can say, Say I'm flying from Los Angeles and I want to go anywhere on April 15th. Did my taxes, I'm getting a refund, I'm going to go fly somewhere on April 15th. I would input into the bot, I would say I'm flying LA to anywhere in the world on April 15th, and it would give me like the top 100 places from the lowest air all the way down, and it would give me all the airlines and the locations and where it's flying out to. So it may go Denver for $20, it may go to Miami for $40, it may go to Europe for $150, but I could pick any location anywhere and it'll give me that. I'll say I want to go from New York and go to London, LGW, and I want to fly on May 5th. I would put in New York to LGW on May 5th, and it would give me all the flights on that day from the lowest air on all the airlines, and then tell me what flight. So I may get flight for like 125 that day, and then I go and book it directly with the air. So again, it's called flyitbot.com. And so you can access it that way and then find your lowest flights that you want to find and travel the world, right? If you can fly to Hawaii round trip for $200, wouldn't you take that opportunity? Like, go get your friends and go, hey, or go get your significant other and say, hey, I booked a surprise trip. We're going to go to Hawaii for a week. You know what, how much points you would get for that? Or say to your friends, hey, we're going to go fly to Nashville and go watch a concert. You know, we're going to go watch somebody perform for this weekend. And it's not going to cost us that much. Or we're going to go over to Paris and go to Euro Disney for the week. You know, think about like how much your life would change for doing something fun and spontaneous and exciting and have that opportunity, because we have technology that can give us those opportunities. We have technology that we can be anywhere in the world and communicate with people. We have technology that we can be anywhere in the world and get food and transportation and find air and talk to our friends and family. We have that technology. And so why wouldn't you be taking advantage of that right now? Why wouldn't you go and live your life? Remember, at the end of everybody's life, the things that they regretted the most is not traveling, not spending time with family and friends, not expressing to people that they love them and care about them, and like not taking an adventure. They regret not doing things. The things that they don't regret was working too much, which is fine. You can always still find a work-life balance, though. But people that are fulfilled get to do things that they love to do too, like go spend time at the pool and go have a drink with your friends and go to the beach and enjoy a sunset. Go, you know, like to Hawaii and go see the sunset. Go to Greece and go see the sunset. Go to the Caribbean and open a coconut. You know, like go experience life. Try it out. So again, the app that we built out is called flyitbot.com. I've been to over 35 countries now on it. I've done all of Italy, all of Greece, all of the Caribbean, pretty much, Hawaii, East Coast, West Coast. I've been all over the world with it. And I flew 28 countries in 2.5 years just to prove that I could do it. So I spent a lot of airtime. I've been to Australia, all of Northern and Western Australia, Fiji. Let's see where else. New Zealand, Hawaii again, all of Europe. So like it gives you that opportunity, it gives you that freedom, it gives you that flex. Like we are in the spring, we're coming into summer. It's perfect time to go explore life, right? It's 2025. Like, what are you waiting for? So again, a recap on everything that's been going on. If you want to test it and try it out, it's called flyitbot.com. That's one of the techs that we built out. Again, I have over 250 AI bots. I have a trading bot. We have Dragon Pro coming out pretty soon. As soon as the market starts to rally, y'all get to try it out. It's an automated trading platform that you can enter how much you're going to trade for, exit on your de-risks, find out your exit points and your profit strategy. Built it in, it's automated for everything. It has full charts, information, if you're advanced, TA, all the information that you need. That's coming out soon. We have AI signal bots that have been built out for over 2 years. We have AI base bots that are meme coin tradings that have been built out for over 2 years. We have meme generators, voice generators, AI chats. We have art generators. So we have DNA that I haven't talked to you about yet, but we'll announce that one. It gives you your full medical and your information on your DNA with your raw DNA. And so we have a lot of different bots that we've built out. We just haven't released them all yet. So there's a lot of fun things coming out. There's a lot of fun things to do. You have that opportunity with technology. It gives you that opportunity to do whatever you want to do, right? If you have a passion and a drive, you can do whatever you want to do. Don't be one of those people at the end of your life that settled, that like didn't do, that was trying to do everything for everybody else. Be one of those people that look back in your life and go, oh, you know what? I had an amazing time. I did everything I wanted to do. Yes, there may be a couple things that I missed, but I have no regrets. Don't have regrets. Go experience life. Don't watch Netflix all the time. Go out there and enjoy life. Go see friends. Go reconnect with people. Go on spontaneous trips. Go reach out. Go say hi. You know, have fun. So let me tell you a couple of the different trips that you can do. So I'm going to pause it again for a second, and I'm going to give you some of the prices right now on like different flights that are happening right now, so you can see what we actually have. Okay, so there is, we have Los Angeles to Vegas for $25. Let's see what else. Let's do a anywhere. We're going to do LAX because everyone's in California. One way to anywhere, and let's pick a day. Let's pick April 12th. Search flights. So this is Los Angeles to anywhere on April 12th. You can go to Las Vegas that day for $69, San Francisco for $76, Dallas for $81. You can go to Denver for $87, Philadelphia for $92, Portland for $118, New York for $124. You can go to Boston for $134, Tampa $155. This is just April 12th. Orlando for $168, Austin for $175. So now let's go LA, and then we're going to go to Europe. Let's find LGW. So LGW is London. And then from London, you can hop. You can country hop from there. So let's find some other ones. Let's find the lowest price. Okay, on April 30th, you can go LA to London for $274. Let's try another one. Let's look for some other ones. Let's see. So we have $274. You can go MCO, which is Orlando. Let's try Orlando to London. I'm pulling it up. So for $200, let's do some flights to Hawaii. So let's do LAX to Honolulu, and I'll tell you some prices that are going on. You can book directly with the with the airlines. So LAX to Honolulu on April 30th is $101. That flight is with It's United Airlines. So let's find some other ones. So if you guys are interested, you can go ahead and book directly. On the 27th, April 27th, you can go LAX to Honolulu for 101 again. And American Airlines has that. And then United also has it for 101. American has it for 101. And Hawaiian Airline has it for 101. So if you want to go to Hawaii, you can go on April 27th, LAX to Honolulu for 101 one way. So do something spontaneous, like surprise somebody that you're dating, surprise your wife or your husband, surprise your kids, surprise your best friend, like take them on a trip to Hawaii, you know? Do something spontaneous, like have fun, enjoy life, like go out there and live. We work all the time. That's what we do. But what are we working for, right? We're working for a better future. We're working to make our life better. We're working so that we can enjoy things. But if all we do is work and we don't experience life too, then what are we doing? So that's what I do. I have a work-life balance. I work really hard, but I'm seeing all these beautiful places in the world. I work like from 5 a.m. to 1 p.m., work with all my devs, get everything done, go enjoy for a couple hours, take a break, go see the sunset, go see the beach, go talk to friends and family. And then again, I work at night. So I'm able to enjoy my life and I'm able to go see the beautiful places in the world. I'm able to communicate with you guys every week from anywhere in the world. And again, I'm traveling again, but I'm still able to communicate with you. As long as I have Wi-Fi, I have my bots, I have AI, I have technology, we can live the type of life we want to live. So go out there and enjoy it. The markets, I anticipate, are going to rally. This is our goal. We're hoping that markets rally. Tomorrow, the Fed's going to make the announcement. We might have a pullback in the market again because they really want the Fed to cut rates. They're probably not going to cut it. They're probably going to keep it flat. The next Fed meeting's not till May 5th and May 6th. After that, it's not till mid-June. So this, we will have rate cuts, right? We are going to have a rally back in the market. It's just a matter of when. We're going through these cycles. We're going through cutting inflation. We're going through cutting the deficit. Everything's for the future. Everything is anticipated to make life better in the future, to make the financial market strong, to make businesses strong, to make the cost of living go down, to make things more affordable so that you can enjoy your life. But in the interim, we have to go through what we're going through and we're cycling out. And as we go through cycles and then we come back to the rally, make sure that you enjoyed your time while you had it and got to do what you wanted to do and pursue your passions and have fun. So we'll talk to y'all again next Tuesday. We're probably going to have a pullback in the market. That's just normally what happens. And then as more announcements comes out and we go through this cycle and more news comes out, then we'll anticipate for this rally. But enjoy your life. Go have fun. Go travel the world. Go call up your friend that you haven't talked to forever. Go enjoy your family and friends. And we'll see y'all next Tuesday. Happy Taco Tuesday. Bye, everyone.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.